Hello everyone, thanks for your support for our previous video recordings. In my previous couple of video recordings, we discussed how LogParser can help us in troubleshooting ASP.NET slow response issues. So in this recording, we'll discuss about how we can effectively use LogParser to troubleshoot session loss related issues with ASP.NET applications. So all those who develop web-based applications or who work with web applications are very well aware that our web applications are stateless in nature. So to preserve the application state across multiple subsequent requests, we use multiple techniques in our application. So we use client-side state management techniques like cookies, query strings, hidden fields, view states, control states. Also, we use server-side session management techniques like application state or session state. When we use session in our application, one of the most common issues that people might face is users getting logged out of the application frequently. Let's say we have a web application wherein we are using session state and we have specified the session timeout value to be 2 minutes or let's say 5 minutes in our application. But due to a lot of mistakes that we do in our configuration, the users might get logged out of the application frequently, even before they hit the 2 minute or 5 minute idle timeout threshold. There could be a lot of reasons, as I mentioned earlier, for this issue. Let's focus on one of such reasons and let's see how IIS logs and LogParser can help us in troubleshooting these kind of issues effectively. In ASP.NET, we have multiple types of session management. So we can use in-proc session management, wherein the session objects are stored in the same W3WP process which hosts our ASP.NET application. Or we can use SQL Server session management technique. Or we can use state server session management. Let's consider we are using in-proc session management. And our application is, you know, highly consumed application wherein we get millions and millions of requests in a second. So we might have an architecture or a setup something like this. We have a load balancer and we might have multiple servers serving the same requests behind the load balancer. So when we make a request to the application, the load balancer will route the request to one of these servers based on the availability of the servers and the configuration that we make in the load balancer. So let's say user A makes request to the application, logs into the application, and the load balancer routes the request to the server 1. So the server 1 will validate the username and password of the user and will set a session ID for the user and store the session objects in the process, in the W3WP process of server 1. Let's say the user navigates to different pages, or let's say the user makes subsequent requests to the application. Now, the load balancer has the sole discretion to route the request either to server 1 or server 2 or server 3. What if the load balancer routes the request with the session ID set by server 1 to server 2? Obviously, since we are using in-process session management, the server 2 will not understand or will have no idea about the session ID or ASP.NET session ID that has been forwarded by the client or forwarded by the load balancer to it. So it will say, hey, I don't understand this user, so can you please log in again? So this is one of the reasons when we see a login screen again, when we get logged out of the application and when we see login screen again. So we have a lot of configurations that we can make in load balancer. We can make the load balancer to preserve the affinity between the client as well as the server throughout the session. So we can switch on the sticky sessions, or we can switch on the server affinity in the load balancer level so that the load balancer preserves the affinity between the client and the server, between a user or between a machine and the server throughout the session. But there are possibilities that the load balancer might behave wrongly, and still, even though we set the server affinity or sticky sessions to true, it might route the request which contains the session ID set by server 1 to, let's say, server 2 or server 3. These kind of issues are really hard to understand, to identify, and to troubleshoot. So IIS logs and log parser can really be helpful to troubleshoot these scenarios. So what we can do here is, one classical approach is to log all the session IDs that are received by all the servers into the IIS logs, or we can use custom logging in our application to log all the ASP.NET session ID that are received by all these servers into a log file and compare those log files to check if there are any common entries. So what I mean by common entries is like the session ID set by server 1 in the log file of server 2 or log file of server 3. So because the load balancer is not supposed to send the session ID set by server 1 to server 2, right? So what we can do is we can enable the CS cookie field in the IIS logs. Let me quickly open the IIS manager. So we can enable this field, CS cookie. Here we go. CS cookie in our IIS logs. So this is going to log all the cookies received by the IIS for processing in its log file along with the other fields that are logged in the IIS logs. And if we are using a cookie-less session, basically when we are passing the session related information in a query string, we can go ahead and enable this field, CS URI query. So this field will log the query, all the query string information that has been passed to the IIS server. So this way, when we enable these fields, this is going to log basically the ASP.NET session ID that is received by the IIS for all the requests. So when we collect these cookie logging enabled IIS logs from all the servers behind the load balancer, and when we compare those IIS logs for any common entries of ASP.NET session ID, we can easily isolate whether the issue has something to do with the load balancer or with the server or application itself. So I have a similar setup wherein I have a couple of servers behind a load balancer and I'm experiencing random session loss issues, as I mentioned earlier. So I had enabled CS cookie in the IIS logs and I had captured a couple of logs from both the servers. So these are sample 1 and sample dot log file, which basically has the issue recorded in it. So we can quickly run a log parser query to find, is there any common ASP.NET session ID between these two log files. So this is how the query might look like. This is a very basic query that I have written. So what I'm just selecting the CS URI stem and the CS cookie from my first log file, which has been collected from my first server, where the CS cookie is also present in the log file that I collected from the second log. And also I'm checking, eliminating the null values in those sessions. And if I get any output for this query, it actually means that the issue is with the load balancer. Or if I don't get any output from this query, then I have to investigate from my application or from my server perspective whether what is going wrong. So here you go. I could see the ASP.NET session ID EJFSCD, this particular ASP.NET value quick cookie or session ID is present in both of my log files for this page default.aspx. So I have to go ahead and investigate from the load balancer perspective what is actually going wrong. I need not break my head with the application or with my server. So this is how log parser can really help us in troubleshooting complex issues like this, instead of capturing a packet capture simultaneously from the client, from the load balancer, and from the server. Instead of doing all that, we can easily isolate whether the issue is with the application or with the load balancer just with our IIS logs itself. In my next video recording, we'll discuss how log parser can help us in troubleshooting session leak kind of scenarios. Thanks a lot for listening.